A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Daf Gimel, Erevin 3A, pagination page 5. Starting from the top of the page, you'll recall from yesterday's session that we discussed the maximum height of a entranceway, a Pesach. So, in our first presentation, based on Rav, we said that the dimensions of 10 by 20, 10 wide, 20 high in Amos, was based on Pischo Shel Heichol, the entranceway to the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodesh Kadoshim area, and that doorway was 20 high. And therefore, we found out that up to 20 high is a valid doorway. More than that is not a valid doorway. The Gemara also assumed that Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on the Rabbanan and says you're entitled to greater dimensions, we assumed was learning from Pischo Shel Ulam, the hallway area, which was double that size, which was right in front of the doorway we were just talking about. And that doorway was 20 wide by 40 high. And the assumption was that just as the Rabbanan are learning from the Pischo Shel Heichol, Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the Pischo Shel Ulam, and that's how it was brought in one of the brises. We then found out that Rabbi Yehuda does not really limit himself to 40 high. We found a brisa that says 40 or 50 high. And then we realized that really Rabbi Yehuda is learning Mipischo Shel Malachim from the gateways of palaces, and that the concept was only expressed itself as a mnemonic device. You should know 20 by 40, much larger, like Pischo Shel Ulam, but it wasn't a technical learning it from, wasn't a technical limud from Pischo Shel Ulam. The Gemara now continues and expresses that same concept regarding the Rabbanon, that the dimensions of 10 by 20 high was not based on Pischo Shel Heichol, the gateway to the Beis HaMikdash Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim, because those were the dimensions, but that this number, 20 high, comes from actually a different source. And the way the Gemara arrives at that conclusion is through a question, a kasha. The Gemara says, top line, Lo tahani le amaltara. An amaltara shouldn't work. What is an amaltara? So if you want to cheat, you could drop down to the first wide line of the page. And the Gemara over there is responding to the question on the last small line, my amaltara, what is an amaltara? And there on the first wide line it says, kini, nests. In other words, they made a fancy structure, an image, a carving, a very fancy ornamental presentation above the doorway. It looked like nests. Whatever the symbolism is. And the Gemara continues with an alternative interpretation at the last word of that line, Piski da'arza, beams of cedar. But in any case, what this amaltara was something ornamental above the doorway that caused people to look up and pay attention to the crossbeam. They looked up. It was a sight to see. People talk about seeing the Mona Lisa. But these people looked up to see the amaltara. You looked. And as a result, even if something is quite high, but if there's an attraction up there, people look up and are reminded, which is what we're looking for in our case. We're reminded where the demarcation between the mavui and the public area is, our alleyway from the neighborhood, where is the demarcation? And we wanted this crossbeam to stop the transfer of anything that would go into the wrong area. So the Gemara says, starting from the top line, Lotahani le'amaltara. And amaltara, this special design, shouldn't help us in any way. Daha heichal amaltara havyale. Because the heichal, that doorway in the Beis HaMikdash, had an amaltara. Va'afilu hachi esem amahu digavoa. And it was only 20 high, even though it had an amaltara. So if you're learning out from that doorway, and you're trying to figure out how high a doorway could be, you can't learn out from that doorway, oh, it could be 20 high. And then, by the way, if you do an amaltara, it could be even higher. No. The doorway that you learned out of was 20 high, and it had an amaltara already. If anything, one would argue, with an amaltara, it could be 20 high. You can't argue, it's going to be 20 high, and then we'll add an amaltara to get a little more. That doorway you learned from had an amaltara, it had the attraction, and it was only able to be 20 high. So to learn it out from the doorway of the Heichal, and then to add an amaltara rule of extra height, would not really make sense. Drop down I'm guessing 25 lines from the top. The first word on the line is kashyon. And then in the middle of the line, the Gemara says, taima mai. What is the reason? Mishum hakeira. Because it's a demarcation. It is noticeable. Fahai diktani yesem ipischa shal heichal. And this that we said, it can't be higher then the doorway of the Heichal, Simona Ba'alma, it's a pneumatic device. Nothing more. The real reason it could be 20 high, wrap your head around this, is because Chazal figured out that until 20 high, people's eyes wander, and they'll notice that beam. We have the same rule by Hanukkah lights. They cannot be higher than 20 amos. We have the same rule by a sukkah. The schach can't be higher than 20 amos, because that's where your eyes wander. And it was a study of human behavior. And the learning it out of the Heichal doorway was merely a pneumatic device. And that's why they said, if it has an amaltara, you could go even higher. You'll ask me, but the Heichal wasn't higher. That's very nice. We weren't learning it out of the Heichal. It was just, we found a doorway that was 20, and it was a nice way to remind you. The Gemara says, for Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak who presented this approach, that it's really, how high can you go and still notice it? A study in human behavior. Hanicha ilo svira lehadarabo. That all works if he doesn't follow the ruling of Rabba, at least virulei oda Rabba, then we're going to have a problem. What did Rabba say? The Omar Rabba, the Ksiv, it says by the laws of Sukkah, Leman Yedu Doroseichem, the generation should know, Kiva Sukkos Oshafti, that you're living in Sukkah. And he said, Ad Esrim Amo Odom Yodea Shador B'Sukkah. Until 20 amos, a person knows he's in sukkah because he notices the schach. L'mayle me'esrim amos, if the schach is higher than 20 amos, eno adam yodea mishum de lo shalta be'eno, because his eyes don't wander there. Almo gabi sukkah nami behekeira pligi, so we see that sukkah is exactly the same rule as we just mentioned by Korah, by the beam of a mavui. Now, we're getting all tense. It sounds like there's a big kasha here. It's a very simple kasha. The Gemara is arguing, why repeat yourself? We're logical enough. If by the beam of the mavui, the demarcation between the alleyway and the public area, you told me that the Rabbanon say until 20, and Rabbi Yehuda says it could be even higher, then you shouldn't have to tell me by sukkah that the Rabbanon say until 20, and Rabbi Yehuda says it could be even higher. It should be very simple. Once you told me in one place, I should be able to extrapolate and go everywhere with it. In other words, what seems to us to be such a comfy feeling, you tell it to me by Erevin, and now you're going to tell me again by Sukkah, that's nice. The Gemara sees that as a challenge. Why are you wasting your breath? I could have figured it out. If Luge Bitarti Lamali, why are you arguing in two places? And the Gemara answers that each one has its own nuance of chiddush, of novelty. Tzricha, you need them both. De'iash me'inan legabe sukkah, if you would only tell it to me by sukkah, b'hokoma Rabbi Yehuda kevin de'lishiva avida, people are sitting there. So eventually your eyes wander even higher than 20, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda argues that even if it's higher than 20, it will work. Because as you're sitting there between the fish and the soup, your eyes will notice the schach even if it's very high. Shalta b'eina, your eyes notice it. Aval mavui, but I would think that Rabbi Yehuda would say, by mavui, d'lehiluch avid, that he's walking there. I don't know, you keep your eyes, you don't want to trip. That he would agree that people's eyes don't wander so high. So you needed to tell me the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda by Mavui, that you could have it even higher than 20. A nice Talmudic piece here. V'iyash mi'inon baha, but if you would tell me over here, by Mavui, that the Rabbanan say only until 20, baha kami Rabbanan, that makes sense, because people are walking and they don't look so high, so it could only be till 20. Ava bahach, but it would come to Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda, I would think that they would agree with Rabbi Yehuda because the guy is sitting in enclosed walls. Eventually, his eyes are going to go up. Tzricha, we need to tell us both Mavui and Sukkah because of the respective opinions which are novel in each. Again, the basic principle the Gemara is presenting is that Sukkah is more logical to allow you to go higher because you're sitting there. And Mavi is more logical to be more restrictive because you're walking. And therefore we needed to be told in both cases. In summation though, what you see is that the Rabbanan are not learning the height of this crossbeam from the doorway of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, they're learning the crossbeam from a study, an assessment, or a tradition that Chazal had, that people's eyes don't wander higher than the 20 amos, and therefore that's the highest height you could place this demarcation. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.